Another case is that there's another fine thing comes to my mind, you see. An example. Listen, here's a nice story also. This is by Ramakrishna, perfect master. He said, he gives us an example of a person when he's angry, what happens to him. So, just saying that doesn't help. The figure helps one to understand it. So he says that there is a person who has a boat and he's going upstream, rowing very hard, you know, to go upstream a river. It's very difficult. The river flows downstream and you're going upstream. So I'm rowing harder and harder. And all of a sudden, I've gone a distance and I see a boat rushing down the stream. And I begin to shout in panic. Says, hey, get aside. What are you trying to do? Because if it rushes, it will break both the boats and finish off. So as I go on shouting at the top of my voice, but as soon as the boat nears me, I see that there is nobody inside the boat. So the perfect master asks the question, will you continue to shout at the boat which has nobody inside it? What will you do? Well, the answer is, I will get aside from it and allow the boat to pass by. I will shout at the person. Say, a person who has lost his temper, a person who has lost himself, is no captain. It's like a boat without a captain. So try to get us away from him, get aside from him. Instead of confronting him, instead of trying to interrogate him, instead of trying to oppose him, get aside, because he's knowing fully well that in the captain of the ship is not there, it's just a plain boat. So there's another example. For a man who wants to uphold the truth, not through force, but through proper understanding of the truth, one has to relinquish force. Because the cardinal principle behind it all is how to have your clutches on the truth is to by being humble. Humility is the main stand on which we have. That begets love. One has to humble oneself.